Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Leroy Butler flaked out on us, but we knew that our next guest would do no such thing. We're happy to be joined in studio by Ben Bailey. He's performing.
I didn't know that.
You knew it?
Yes.
You knew it. I would have guessed that he was going to show up because he wants to promote his appearance.
First of all, Ben's already in town because he's at the Arlington Draft House tonight and Saturday. You can go to arlingtondrafthouse.com. for tickets, and of course he wants to promote a show, he wants to get the word out. He's a professional. So Ben Bailey is here with us.
Again, I would have bet on it, but I didn't know.
There's
so welcome
no,
to
no 100%.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Can you guys hear me? Is my mic working?
We can hear you.
Okay, cool. I just had to turn up my volume a little bit.
I
showed up.
Better voice than us.
Oh. I've missed radio. I'm hungover. That's why I have this great NFL announcer voice.
It's pretty solid.
Like I've missed radio once or twice, ever. But you know, I don't think I ever just blew it off. He blew you guys off twice, right?
Yes.
Do we know where he lives? Let's go knock on his door.
Because typically our show is,
he lives in Wisconsin. Do you want to go to Wisconsin?
I could go on Sunday.
Yes, then you're available.
And you may have heard it, but the weird bit was, so yesterday he missed the show, and then he went out of his way to tweet and goes, "Oh, my bad, I'll be on tomorrow." And then he blew us off again.
He's stringing you guys along.
And
like
it also is one of those guys where
like an
half of us didn't even want to book him on the show. It's like, why are we having this guy on the show? So it's a weird thing.
But there are things.
It might end up being a win by the loss.
There are life lessons and important things we can learn from Ben Bailey. Because I was talking to him right before we went on the air. I was asking, you know, where are you staying? He goes, the Ritz-Carlton. And I was like, I was taken aback for a second because usually if comedians or people come in town, they get put up at a nice place, but it's not generally the Ritz-Carlton. And then I learned that it's in his contract rider that he has to be put up at a certain level of establishment when he comes into town and performs. I like that about Ben Bailey, and I think we should apply that to our next deal. Whenever we go on the road,
we stay at a hotel like twice a year.
Which is not as often as Ben, but we should.
But that's the point.
Aspire to stay at a nicer place.
If you spend half your life on the road, you know, I travel, you know, pretty much every week. So
yeah.
Like, that's why people have these crazy stipulations and things in their contracts is because it's half your life.
It's a negotiation.
I spend half
anyway.
Of the time of every year in one room at a hotel. Like, you want to be comfortable. It's like, it's a lot of your time. It's not like you go and you spend one night there.
Do some of the promoters and the clubs look at that and balk and say, well, we're going to put you up at the Hampton Inn. We can't afford to put you up at the Ritz-Carlton or the Mandarin Oriental, whatever it might be.
It just says a first-class hotel.
Mm.
And sometimes they do. And then we'll work out a thing where it's like, all right, we'll just, you know, we'll do
give
a buyout.
Money.
I'll get the room. And you guys pay what, you know.
I mean,
we settle on a certain number in between.
If you saw some
it's just important to me to be comfortable.
Sure. And if you saw some of the places where we've been put up over the years.
That's partially why, too. I've stayed at plenty of really awful places.
You know it's not a great place when you look out your window and you're like 75 feet from the interstate. And I don't mean just like a highway, like a two-lane highway. I mean like four lanes each way, raised platform, big mega interstate.
Yeah,
meanwhile,
yeah.
You're getting like spa treatments at the Ritz-Carlton.
Well, spa treatments are not included.
Whenever we go,
those are extra.
We used to travel more as a show. So we would go to Super Bowls, right? And
nice.
If the Super Bowl would be in Tampa, we would stay in Brandon, Florida. Or if we were always in a suburb.
Yes, the outskirts.
We were always, you know, facing an Applebee's. That's just, it's just a deal that we were
right.
It's just the way it worked.
Yeah.
The station's like cutting costs. I did want to ask you something kind of like related to that. So I'm actually traveling tomorrow, and I wasn't planning on doing this. And I always regret it. Whenever I stay at a hotel, I'm very picky about pillows.
Me too, man.
Whenever I go to a hotel, They always seem, I like a pillow that can be smashed down and just like a nice thin pillow.
Wow, that's so the opposite.
I get the big fat ones.
That's so bizarre.
I
want a big fat one. I always get a thin one, a down pillow that like half an hour in, I'm just laying on my arm.
I like that.
See, that's what you like?
I like that, yes.
Dude, we gotta switch up our pillows. We gotta get a pillow trade going or something.
We host our poker tournament, the Borgata, and I love the Borgata, and we go there every year. And every year, I say to myself, why didn't I bring a pillow?
They have these huge pillows?
Yeah, if you're so particular about your pillow game, you need to bring your pillow with you.
You gotta bring your own pillow.
I mean, that could be a carry-on on the airplane. I'm carrying on my pillow.
Some of the like top end hotels you stay at them, they have a pillow menu.
Really?
Yeah. You get to your room and there's a little folder. I mean, this is and you can choose.
Next level.
There's like 14 different pillows to choose from, and you just call down. You're like, yes, send up. Let me get 2 down leg pillows.
Right.
And one.
Meanwhile,
you have to use that soft voice.
JP and I check into a room where like just no bed bugs. As long as you guarantee me there are no bed bugs.
There's a tiny little soap and a. Like a washcloth.
Maybe you've stepped it up because looking at your career, okay, people know you from Cash Cab, and you did over 200 episodes.
Mm. It's funny. They always say 200. Right, Discovery, the network that produced it, it's actually over 400.
Over 400?
Yeah. I don't know why they put that in there. So I don't mean to brag. It just annoys me.
That's cool.
And I don't understand why they say it's over 200.
Right.
Technically, over 400 is over 200.
It is.
And it ended in 2012,
that's true.
But they're bringing it back, right? Or they
Yeah, we're coming back. We already started, yeah. Yeah, there's new episodes, I think, in October or November.
Could we do a spinoff called Cash Uber?
That's pretty much the same show.
I get it.
I think coming up at around 9:40.
We don't have original ideas.
We're going to do a spinoff called Cash Flab. Come up. That title was devised by
now
one.
You've warned him.
Matt Valdi, he's been warned.
No, I mean you've warned AWOD.
Oh, did I let the cat out of the bag? I thought he already knew he was in on the bit.
I mean,
he knows he's going to be.
What's he
going
to do?
Be
go to encyclopedia?
He's, I think he knows.
Flash Flab. Coming up next on Flash Flab.
Yeah, well, the
AWOD, is that what you guys call it?
Yeah, AWOD.
AWOD.
It's a terrible nickname.
When he's,
that's fantastic.
When he's in the studio shirtless, you'll see why we're calling it Cash Flab.
Yes.
Does he spend a lot of time in here with no shirt on?
Yeah, that's kind of his thing.
Unfortunately for us, yes. So basically, he's going to sit down. He's going to be, I think, on the clock for 2 minutes. And if he can answer however many questions correctly in the 2 minutes without getting 3 incorrect, he wins the cash.
And how much cash is on the line?
Not a lot.
Whatever's in.
Like $6.
Valdi's in his wallet.
Yeah, I mean.
$8 for me. Valdi's got like 20.
20. Okay, cool.
I can throw in.
Good deal, man. I mean, we're almost really, up to like an episode of Cash Cab's budget.
What was the 10? What was the 10?
Big winner's like $300.
What was the biggest amount you ever gave out on Cash Cab?
The biggest winner ever won $6,400.
Oh, it's pretty nice for a cab ride in New York City.
Yeah, not bad, right? There's this big heavy guy, and I was at the point then where we had done so many episodes that I was like, I just wasn't even paying attention to who was in the back.
Right.
And so he won, and I said, congratulations, you're literally the biggest winner we've ever had. And I hear everybody in the follow van start laughing. That was totally unintentional. And the director goes, could you do it without the fat joke? And I turn around and look at the guy, he's just looking at me.
Did you have to do it again?
Yeah, we did it again.
By the way, isn't it super distracting doing Cash Cab while you're trying to drive through New York City and asking people trivia questions?
Yes, it is.
How do you spin all those plates?
It's kind of a Zen kind of thing, honestly. Right. It's like, I don't know if you play golf. You guys play golf?
I play very poorly.
When you're hitting a golf ball, there's like, if you try to consider everything that you need to do correctly and factor in, it's like 1,000 things. It's kind of like that. Like, if you focus on one of them, you're gonna drop all of them. You just have to try to get them all in your head, what you want to do, and then just sort of let it happen.
I should relate that to my golf swing, because the one thing that I always try, my one swing thought is...
Let me hear this great swing thought.
My only swing thought is, don't lift your head up, stupid, and swing and miss. And then, instead of taking a full swing, like this, I bring the club back to about...
Such an old
I bring it
swing.
Back to about here.
Oh, you do that... What is that called? The natural golf or the...
There's nothing like this natural about it.
There was like this method, this golf method.
Oh, it's not a method. It's just what happens because I'm so obsessed with not overswinging and lifting my stupid head and not looking at the ball that's the way the swing kind of transpires.
I think you're right. You must be a bit of a golf nerd. Do you play a lot?
I haven't had much time to play this year, but I love it, golf. I'm a little bit of a golf nut.
So you've probably, when I heard the term natural golf, and I'm not a big golfer, casual golfer, it just made me think of infomercials, because I think that was an infomercial.
Right. Oh, was it?
So have you bought like the Medicus and all these old school
I had a
tools?
Medicus, yeah. I had a Medicus for a while.
You don't still
yeah.
have it, though.
No, I don't. I gave it to somebody.
It breaks down, right?
Yeah.
EP, actually, you're sitting in where Eric usually sits. He's on actually on a golf vacation. He's bought every gadget out there.
Oh, okay. I'm not a big gadget guy, but it's my gift. It's kind of my go-to gift. Everyone in my family knows that I love golf.
Right.
So I always get golf stuff for birthdays and Christmas and stuff.
See, like a new putter.
So yeah, I have all those things, but it's not because I went out and bought them. It's because I got them as presents. Like I have little chipping, these flat discs that you try to chip.
I'm sure Valdez knows about all this. I mean, he works at a golf club, so he knows all the golf nerdery.
Oh, okay.
And gadgets.
There's the hardest thing is there's this little it's for putting practice, and it's like if you took a cylinder and then whittled down the sides to each end to a point.
Okay.
It's impossible. I've been trying to hit that thing straight for years. I can't do it. Not once. I have yet to once roll that thing straight.
Has your game improved over the years?
It has. Yeah. It has, actually, which is what's important. I realize as I'm getting older, that's what's important to me.
So
I have to feel like I'm getting better. Even if I'm not, I have to feel like I'm improving.
So Ben Bailey's performing at the Arlington Draft House. Again, arlingtondrafthouse.com for tickets. Besides doing interviews like this, when you have the rest of your day, are you somebody that wants to experience the culture? You have a lot of monuments here, politics and everything like that. Or you just go out and tee it up and do something
or
like that?
Or just be a hermit and stay in your hotel room all day, because that's probably what I would do.
That's C. The correct answer is C. I will be holed up in my room sleeping for most of the day. I just was working on a production, which are very long days, and I didn't get much sleep this whole week. So when I get back, I'm going right. I'm probably eat a big breakfast to go to bed.
Nice move.
Sleep until 3 o'clock or something.
Perfect.
Well, then what do you do from 3 till 7?
I'll eat again. I'll get all jacked up on caffeine and go to the gym probably, and I don't know.
Well, rock him. See, he's wearing kind of a tight t-shirt. He's in good shape.
He's got the guns.
I did. My workout was like manual labor this year. I was refinishing my basement. I'm like a handy guy. I love to do that kind of stuff.
Different than us again.
Yeah, that's way different.
Good golfer. Yeah, you're handy.
You guys are going to hate me by the time.
No, I don't hate you. It's just, yeah. I mean, I like the fact that my basement was finished when I moved into my house, because there's no way that I could go down if there's, you know, exposed wiring, just 2x4s everywhere. I wouldn't know the first place to start.
Well, that's kind of where mine is. And believe me, I've had moments where I'm like, I should have just bought a house that already had a finished basement.
Right.
But I do like doing that kind of work. But so I'm refinishing the entire basement, and then my buddy's standing there. I'm showing him what I'm working on, and I have this little half door that, like, you have to go up 2 steps to get outside.
Right.
And he's like, you're not going to leave that little half. I'm like, I'm on the last wall. I'm framing the last wall. He goes, you're not going to leave that little half door there, are you? And I'm like, oh, my God.
So you can do
it. No, I can't. It'd be ridiculous. Right. I put in a fireplace and wood floors and everything. I have this tiny little door that you got to climb up to get out.
So you can do, like, drywall?
So I had to dig this huge hole. I had to dig out. Right. You know, so that was my workout for the summer, was, like, digging out this big area outside my basement.
All right, I am going to be upset if you tell me you can do, like, electrical work. Or do you have to call in a pro for that?
It depends on the job. I can do a lot of it, but I can't do some stuff is too much.
And I really feel worthless now sitting next to Ben.
Well, you know why? It's because I did all these different jobs when I was starting out as a comic. You know, I wasn't making any money, so I just did all, like, a million different jobs. I literally had like 80-some jobs in my life.
I mean, so you can look at it this way, Cakes. If you change the way that you think.
Yeah, I don't think I can do that.
Your success has made you unsuccessful in fixing things.
Well,
in the house.
I just realized that some of the jobs that I had as I was growing up didn't prepare me to do anything handy in my life.
Well, that's the thing, man. People are always like, are you handy? Can you do this? And it's like, yeah, but only because someone showed me how to do it.
Right. Like my
Nobody
dad
can
never
just
showed,
do it.
My dad never showed me how to do any of that stuff when I was growing up.
Your job at Wild World didn't serve you.
I sold like sippers at Wild World. I sold cotton candy. I delivered newspapers. That doesn't help.
You worked at Red Hot.
I delivered
Blue,
newspapers
I
too. But yeah, I wouldn't be able to make. I wouldn't have the first clue about how to make cotton candy.
Well, I mean, I can do that, but how does that help me at this point in my life? It doesn't.
I don't know.
And you were a...
Cotton candy's like pretty awesome.
You were just like a line cook, right?
Yeah, I was a short order cook. I couldn't even put steaks on the grill. I would just be the guy who would make like an open-faced roast beef sandwich.
I would put a steak on, somebody comes and slaps
you. Yeah, I do the grunt work. I don't have any particular skills like Ben Bailey does.
All right, so Ben Bailey's hanging out with us performing at Arlington Draft House tonight, Saturday. You can get tickets at arlingtondrafthouse.com. What is the name of the game that you two idiots came up with?
Cash Flab.
Cash Flab. I like it.
And so basically Cash that just means flab. That the flabby AWOP is going to join us in studio. And look, I put in
is
10
gonna
bucks.
Be shirtless?
The only reason I put up 10 bucks cakes, because I thought about it. Like, yeah. If it was somebody who actually was smart,
yeah, you have confidence.
I would have only put in $1. But I mean,
you're confident he's not going to collect
pretty
the
much
cash.
The dumbest guy that has been part of our show for 21 years.
Until I got here today.
Oh, no, you're way smarter. What, trust us.
I have a question. What happens to the money if he doesn't win?
We all take
Everybody
it back.
Everybody just takes back. It back.
Yes. Yeah. That's a doesn't good question. Go
to you. Or you could use it to
the
tip
host
the maid
gets to keep
at,
it?
At the Ritz-Carlton. Yeah.
Yes. She'd be like, what is this?
No,
$23.
I want my 10 bucks back. All right, Ben Bailey's hanging out with us. Keep it here. We're the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.